It's written in the wind. Why some of us live and some of us die, there seems to be no answer here. From that first breath we take when we leave our mother's womb, to that last breath we take when life is no more, we all travel a road, a journey of depression, elevation, joy, and sadness. Some say each of our lives are full of free will, of making choices. Others say it's more like a play, predestined, written in the wind. Life itself is full of mystery. But my friend Wilhite enjoyed it all, made the most of the journey, born in humble beginnings in Muskogee, Oklahoma. He now lays to rest near the Pacific Ocean in the Pacific Northwest. A philosopher once compared our lives to a year in January. It's cold and uncertain. Then the spring comes, the warmth of summer, the beauty of the fall, and then the coldness returns as life itself begins to end, the winter of our years. As it is with Wilhite, as it is with all of us, at the end, when it's over, there's only the memories written in the wind.
A very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with all that perfumed hair, and it came undone when I was 21. It was was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. Very good year.